Welcome to the first of what will be an ongoing Optum 360 podcast series on topics related to hospital utilization review. I'm Steve Wright, a marketing director for Optum 360. And our first podcast topic is about the evolution of artificial intelligence in the utilization review area of the provider space. With application of artificial intelligence moving swiftly in healthcare and other industries, today we want to examine how AI can be applied to the utilization review area to make it more effective and drive more appropriate reimbursement. I am joined today by my colleague, Dr. Kurt Hopfensperger, who is a subject matter expert on all things related to utilization review. Welcome, Kurt.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
Okay, Kurt, let's jump right in. For someone that is totally new to artificial intelligence, how would you describe what it is?
Well, Steve, the phrase artificial intelligence is, as you know, quite a bit in the news nowadays, but actually goes back for decades in the field of computer science. I like to look at it as most of what we do commonly with computers. For example, we're using a spreadsheet, writing a letter in a word processor, or even playing a game, is linear, and the computer's response follows a pathway. And that pathway is a result of the human intelligence of the programmer who wrote the spreadsheet or the game. Artificial intelligence refers to computer programs that can perform tasks that we ordinarily think of as requiring human intelligence. Example, recognizing pictures of objects in the real world, or reading reports and figuring out the actual meaning behind the words in those reports. Artificial intelligence computer programs can change, they can adapt, and most importantly, they can learn from their mistakes.
Great. That's a good basic background on AI, Kurt. But how did AI start and how has it evolved in the healthcare space?
You know, the first attempts at computer-based artificial intelligence actually go back to the middle of the 20th century. At those times, there were a number of predictions that computers would be able to equal the intelligence of a human within just a few years. But of course, those predictions proved false. Initially, artificial intelligence focused on mathematical reasoning, symbolic computation, language understanding, and areas such as machine vision. But in the healthcare space, I think it's useful to break down artificial intelligence into clinical and non-clinical applications. There's been an enormous amount of work in, for example, applying artificial intelligence to help physicians with diagnostic problems, such as reading mammograms or other radiology studies. These kinds of AI programs are steadily becoming more useful and reliable. But in the non-clinical healthcare space, AI in the form of natural language processing, which is often referred to as NLP, which is the ability for a computer to read and have an understanding of a medical record, has been used for about 20 years now and is constantly improving as well. Computer-assisted coding, for example, has proven very successful, and now AI has expanded into utilization review.
More related to that middle revenue cycle area, can you tell us a little bit more about how AI can be applied directly to utilization review?
The traditional and what's still present at most institutions model of utilization review involves reviewing large quantities of usually lengthy medical records, applying some sort of standard or guidance to those records, and then taking some action in terms of further review or affirming patient status or changing patient status. It would be very useful to have a computer learn how to read those records and also how to apply guidelines to make an assessment of whether a particular patient is more or less likely to be an inpatient versus an observation patient. It would also be very useful to have a computer recommend when particular cases need further review by a physician advisor. And lastly, it would be very useful to have the computer help the physician advisor by pointing out the most important clinical factors in the patient's chart. To make utilization review better, AI should be used to sort cases in real time into those which should be reviewed by a physician advisor and those which are highly likely to be inpatient or highly likely to be observation cases. Then when a physician advisor uses the AI application to review specific cases, the record is already parsed and it's highlighted to make the review more efficient and more consistent. We've been working a lot on these approaches at Optum 360.
Interesting approaches, Kurt. Can you expand a little bit more on the key problems that AI can solve in this utilization review area?
When I think about that question, I think there are really five key problems in utilization review that can be helped by artificial intelligence. First, it's a highly manual process. It requires quite a bit of time and quite a bit of attention of case managers. Case managers don't know which cases they should really be focusing on until they've already had to do the initial review. So we have sort of a chicken and egg problem where they don't know where to focus until they've actually focused. AI can sort all of the cases in a hospital, for example, and allow the case managers to focus on those really requiring their attention. Second, manual reviews are necessarily error-prone, and it's difficult to prevent subjectivity from entering into the review. Subjectivity leads to variability in the UR process. AI can be used to apply a database of past medical necessity reviews to perform consistent case sorting. Third, staffing and availability of clinical resources are often issues. Computers don't get tired, they don't need breaks, and so the case sorting by AI can occur 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that leads to reduced variability and a timelier outcome. The fourth area I see is that AI can allow case managers to focus on the most important cases, but it also therefore frees them up to work in other areas that are more impactful, such as discharge coordination, and have them also work at the top of their license. And the fifth area I'd like to comment on is, how do case managers and physician advisors keep up with changes in so many areas of medicine and surgery as they relate to patient status? AI can tie a specific case to current evidence-based medical research so that the recommendations coming out of the utilization review process are more defensible against denials.
Really interesting points, Kurt. It really appears that AI can fundamentally change how utilization review performs and in really impactful ways, but where do you think AI can be applied in hospital administration functions beyond medical necessity?
That's a really fast-growing area. We're seeing AI used to help with length of stay management. The AI can show an expected length of stay based on the patient's severity and their diagnosis and can help case managers focus on those outliers. Natural language processing can be used in the clinical documentation improvement process as well, so that hospitals have a more accurate picture of their patient's true risk and true severity of illness. We can also see AI used in a compliance perspective, for example, identifying potential condition code 44 cases or cases to consider rebilling post-discharge. I would also expect that just as artificial intelligence is used in the broader financial world, we will soon see more and more inroads into hospital finance and helping guide decisions at the administrative level.
It looks like the horizon's pretty broad for AI in healthcare, Kurt.
Very much so.
Well, that's all we have for today. Thanks, Kurt, for sharing your views and expertise, and I hope this has been helpful for our listeners. Please be on the lookout for additional episodes of our podcast, and thanks to our listeners for their commitment to make healthcare better for everyone.